Leaders of Men are a five-piece rock band from Tallaght in Dublin. They came into studio earlier and here they are with one of their tracks, At Ease.
Write it out, write the whole thing out. You're at ease. Break your chain, breaking all the chain. You're at ease. And time won't go away. So why hold on? And time. Spark him out, spark and choke him out. You're at ease. No restraint, no, don't restrain. You're at ease. In time. Your time is here to stay. So why are you dreaming on? You're dreaming.
That was At Ease by the band Leaders of Men, and singer Brian Ash is with me now. Brian, can you tell us a little bit about that track?
The song is taken from our forthcoming EP, it's Alexander House. It's kind of a cynical ego massage about the overwhelming sense of satisfaction that you get for doing something that you shouldn't.
So listen, the band, you all kind of met up in Tallaght, and that's where Alexander House came from, is it?
Yes, we were working in a bar together, all playing in kind of little bands and stuff, and we just formed the Leaders of Men from that, and that bar was in Alexander House. The lads were living in Alexander House. We did everything in Alexander House, and the EP is called Alexander House.
Now, Cameron Blackwood was involved with your EP. What was it like, or what was that collaboration like for you?
It was amazing. We didn't know an awful lot about Cameron when we went over to the studio with him, but we learned a lot about him fairly quickly when we were over there. Despite all his amazing credentials and how talented he is in the studio, personally, I found his positivity. He's just one of these people that is constantly positive. There's no dull moments. He's hyper from first thing in the morning to last thing at night.
And this really is a producer who's worked with, you know, London Grammar, George Ezra. Yeah. I mean, he's a big deal.
Yeah, apparently. So it was kind of, that was all kind of happening while we were over there. He just finished the record with George and we didn't know a lot about London Grammar and stuff. We kind of only listened to our own music. We don't. But
did you learn from him? I mean, what did he do with your music that really helped you?
I think he gave us this kind of sense of confidence that we didn't necessarily need, but now we have. The last thing we needed was more confidence, but he was just Yeah, we learned a lot from him. He's an amazing guitarist and stuff, tones, effects, everything like that. We learned a whole lot, even about life. He's an amazing man, absolutely amazing man.
Now, I gather you love playing live. It's a really important part of the whole thing for you. Yeah. Tell us about going to a gig. Lead as a Men gig.
All right, okay. So what does it entail? It's big, emotional, loud, maybe not too emotional, very dramatic and entertaining, I'd like to think.
And how do you, as the front man, enjoy that experience, that live experience?
It's amazing. It's it sounds cliche, but you completely feed off an audience, you know, that kind of way. It's a real thing, you know. If people are up for it, you're going to be up for it more. You're going to give it 110%.
So what's coming up next for you then?
We play some festivals in the UK, starting with Reading and Leeds. Then we have a few shows over in London, and then it's back into studio in October. A few shows are in Europe, and then it's to start recording the album.
So that's the next big step, is to get that material for that album.
Yeah, it's we've been holding off. It's kind of, you only get one chance at making your first record, so we want it to be very special, you know.
Spending just a little bit of time with the band, it's clear that you get on very well with each other. The insults are flying. Yeah. So what are rehearsals like?
You need thick skin. I'd kind of be a bit worried if I didn't come out with a complex. It's kind of the way at this stage. Yeah, it's a healthy environment. It means that if someone does something and it's not great, you're not going to be led away with it, you know, that kind of way. So it's constant laughter and good fun and loads of giving out.
You're going to get more slagging now.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to end on a second track from you, A Message to My Friends. Just tell us a little bit about this track. What's going on here?
I think the idea came from, do you ever have like a friend tell you something that's gone on in their life that's quite really bad, a bad situation for them, and kind of leave that and kind of quite selfishly kind of think, well, I feel terrible for them, but thank God it's not happening to me, and kind of think, well, no matter what happens, at least I'm not in that situation. But yeah, kind of you resolve it by saying, you know, I'll be here and do whatever you want for you and always be a friend, but I'm really sorry that that's happening to you. I'm just delighted it's not happening to me.
And can you describe the sound of the track?
It's one of the few uplifting ones we have. A lot of our songs have this kind of cynical undertone and stuff, and this one's a bit more bright and polite, I think.
So here is Leaders of Men with A Message to My Friends.
Thinking of go!
I'm not thinking ahead, I'm not acting my age. So you gotta believe when my words were true. Ooh. I wasn't thinking of me, I was thinking of you.
And that was Legions of Men with Message to My Friends from their EP Alexander House. And the band is heading over to the UK for the weekend, where they're playing the Reading and Leeds Festival. And you can get more information on their Facebook page.